Hi, and welcome to another Mac Big Sur bug demo. And this time it's to do with the way that the left and right bracket on the keyboard is announced by VoiceOver. If you have your language on your Mac set to Australian English. So this doesn't happen if you've got it set to US English. It only happens if you've got it set to Australian English. So I'll show you the bug first, which is actually very obvious. And then again, I'll show you the workaround. And by the way, this becomes important with this particular punctuation bug, because if you're proofreading and or coding and you have to use these particular punctuation marks, then you're going to start getting very confused when they report differently to what's actually on the screen in the edit field, etc. All right, so this is the bug. I'm actually going to put myself in keyboard help mode. So VOK or Ctrl+K.
Starting keyboard help.
And I'm going to press left bracket, which is the key to the right of P.
Left parenthesis.
And it says left parenthesis. Okay, so that's left bracket. And you can probably already imagine what right bracket's going to say.
Right parenthesis.
It's going to say right parenthesis, all right? Which is exactly the same, as speech is concerned, as if I press Shift-9. Shift.
Left parenthesis.
And Shift 0.
Shift. Right parenthesis.
Escape.
Escape. Stopping keyboard help.
And there's the good old cicada starting up again. All right, so.
Text edit. Right option E. Window. Ruler.
I'm going to press N for new.
Now in Untitled 3.
Okay, and I'm going to type in a left bracket.
Left parenthesis.
And then I'm going to type in a right bracket.
Right parenthesis.
And press space.
Space.
I'm going to press left arrow.
Space. Right parenthesis. Left parenthesis.
Okay, completely inaccurate. Right, it's actually a left and a right bracket on the screen. All right, so
right parenthesis space.
The way to control this bug, again, if you're using a English Australia as your language. By the way, this doesn't make any difference what speech synthesizer you may be using. It's all the same because I'm assuming it's all based on the fact that I've got, as I said, more language set to Australia. All right, so the fix is, let me bring up VoiceOver utility with VOF8 or Ctrl+F8.
VoiceOver utility. VoiceOver utility.
And I'm going to press Command-3.
Speech.
For speech, I'm going to use VO right arrow, Ctrl+right arrow.
VoiceOver utility. Utility categories. Table. Speech. Select voices. Tab. Want pronunciation. Selected.
And
tab.
And of course, we're going to use pronunciation dictionary, which is already selected. But if it wasn't, I could just do VO spacebar. Of course, that selects it. So VO right arrow, Ctrl+right arrow.
Pronunciations. Table. No selection. Add button.
I'm going to do add.
Edit text. Blank.
And that was my notification for Outlook going off. So I'm going to press left bracket.
Left parenthesis.
Even though it says left parenthesis. I'm going to press tab.
Edit text.
I'm going to type in the two words left bracket.
L-E-F-T. Left. B-R-A-C-K-E-T.
Okay. And bracket. Then I'm going to uninteract.
Out of pronunciations. Table. Add button.
And I choose that again.
Edit text. Blank.
I'm going to press right bracket.
Right parenthesis.
And it's saying right parenthesis. And I'm going to press tab.
Edit text. Blank.
And now I'm going to type in right bracket.
R-I-G-H-T. Right. B-A-C-K-E-T.
Okay.
Bracket.
And uninteract.
Out of pronunciations. Table.
So if I now command Q, VoiceOver utility.
Text edit. Untitled 3.
And I do left arrow.
Space. Right bracket. Left bracket.
Okay.
Left bracket. Right bracket. Space.
That works perfectly now. Now, the only thing to keep in mind, though, is for some odd reason, when you go into VoiceOver keyboard help, that apparently ignores what the pronunciation dictionary is using. Because if I now do VOK and Ctrl+K.
Starting keyboard help. Type keys to hear their names.
And I
hold
do.
Down the void control.
Yeah, yeah, shush. And I do left bracket.
Left parenthesis.
Okay, it still says that. Left parenthesis. Right bracket says.
Right parenthesis.
Right parenthesis. So don't worry about what that's saying. Just go on what's being said when you're actually editing in Text Edit, doing Swift Playgrounds, when you've got to type in a left or right bracket and so on. So hopefully that'll be fixed up in some future update this year to do with Mac OS Big Sur. I'm presuming it's probably still around in Mac Kernel Lunar and previously. Anyway, that's the bug. So the bug is the left and right bracket get pronounced as left paren, right paren. And the workaround is to go into VoiceOver utility, speech, choose pronunciation, and then add the left bracket to be pronounced as left bracket and add the right bracket to be pronounced as right bracket. And off we go. All right, that will do me for this yet another bug demo to do with Mac, good old Mac Big Sur. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.